death, and poetry. Somewhere there are shadows. My mother in a doorway, my father standing by a fence. You must have your own shadows. You're dead in one another's arms. The black hearse, someone you love behind the curtains. I remember Abbott and Costello, two dead comedians joking about curtains. It's curtains for me, curtains for you. Then the curtains part and the killer appears and says, slowly I turn. But it's never slowly enough. And suddenly you're there with your own dead and your own dying, and nothing feels closer to you than the wow moment when you won't be you, but some scattered, tattered discombobulation of purposeless eons. The dust that suddenly is last week's lunch and this week's memories of everything that will not last. And you're not laughing. Although you once did at Abbott and Costello, or maybe it was the Three Stooges grinding on about how slowly death comes. Less carriage ride than bullet. It's here now, and all of these words are so purposeless that it's a good thing I'm writing all of this down now. Because if I were to wait until the moment of my own death, I would just wave these words away.